Legal sales of recreational pot got started earlier this month in California, despite a growing number of legal questions. The Justice Department recently scaled back a policy that had allowed legal marijuana users to avoid federal prosecution. And there's still no legal standard for how much marijuana you can have in your system when you're behind the wheel of a car. That's a big issue for the 8 states and the District of Columbia that have legalized recreational pot use. Eli Wertschafter from member station KALW reports on an emerging industry trying to figure out how to test if someone is too high to drive.
My friend Meg Schwarzman used to bike through this intersection in Berkeley, California, almost every day.
We're at the corner of Bancroft and Fulton.
And then 2 years ago, she was in a crash here that almost killed her. She had an 11-month-old baby at home, so she was an extra careful biker. She was wearing a Dayglow green jacket and a new helmet.
So this intersection is where I was hit. The driver was behind me and he ran over me from behind, trapping me under the car and dragging me 60 feet across the intersection.
The driver was a medical cannabis user. He told police he had smoked before getting in the car.
He actually was high enough he didn't know he'd hit me.
Firefighters pulled Meg out from under the car just in time to save her life. Her injuries included 20 broken ribs, 2 collapsed lungs, and skull fractures around her left eye and cheek.
They'd called in the fatal accident investigation team. They didn't expect me to survive.
Meg recovered completely, but she's worried that now that marijuana is legalized, there will be more stoned drivers on the road.
We have some deterrence with alcohol in that we have breathalyzer tests and legal consequences. And there are legal consequences for driving high also, but there aren't good tests for it.
In California, the consequences for driving drunk and driving high are the same. But while there's a clear blood limit for alcohol, there's no such standard for marijuana.
Marijuana is very different than alcohol.
This is Jolene Foreman, a lawyer with the Drug Policy Alliance.
With alcohol, there's a very clear correlation between the amount of drinks you have and your gender and body weight and what your level of impairment is.
When you drink a glass of wine, the alcohol shows up in your blood and in your brain. As its effects wear off, alcohol disappears from your brain and your blood too.
Marijuana works totally differently, where it can stay in your blood for days and even weeks after you've consumed it.
Besides that, THC, the psychoactive chemical in marijuana, can affect people really differently.
There's no clear correlation between THC levels in the blood and driving impairment.
So unlike some other states, California chose not to set a THC limit for drivers. Instead, police here look for signs like poor balance and dilated pupils. The State Highway Patrol says those sobriety tests are an effective way to catch impaired drivers.
But it's often challenging without objective data to arrest the person and then prosecute them down the line.
This is Mike Lynn. He stepped back from his old job as an ER doctor to focus on a new project.
This is our Hound Labs marijuana breathalyzer.
Lynn co-founded a company in Oakland called Hound Labs. They've developed a breathalyzer that he says can measure both alcohol and THC. It kind of looks like a black plastic tape dispenser with a tube sticking out.
And you blow through that tube, it'll make a noise telling you that you're blowing properly.
THC in breath comes in tiny concentrations, parts per trillion. It's hard to detect, and there isn't much published research yet. But Lynn says, unlike with blood, THC stays in breath only a few hours.
Why that is, nobody really knows. We just know that when you have THC in your breath, you've used pot very, very recently, and you're much more likely to be impaired.
The Hound Labs test doesn't prove someone's intoxicated, but it could still serve as evidence someone used cannabis recently. Hound Labs hopes to sell the breathalyzer to police departments starting this year.
We're contacted by departments all over the country, and frankly, multiple countries outside the U.S. as well.
Hound Labs has raised $14 million from investors, and other companies are marketing different THC tests for saliva and even sweat on your fingertips. But some cannabis advocates say any chemical test is the wrong way to go. Dale Geringer is the head of California Normal, an advocacy group for the reform of marijuana laws.
You might have it on your breath, but does that mean that you're actually impaired?
Geringer says we need a way to measure if you're really safe to drive, not just if there's a chemical in your system.
I actually have an app to do it in my pocket here.
He opens up an app called My Canary.
Okay, so here it is. All right.
It asks him to remember a series of numbers and then do a balancing test.
Cross my arms in front of my body like King Tut, then raise my dominant foot.
Federal records show that car crashes related to drug use have risen sharply in recent years. In 2015, 43% of drivers in fatal crashes were found to have drugs in their system. That includes marijuana, opioids, and other drugs besides alcohol.
Marijuana is not the only drug out on the road. I think we really need to focus on are people impaired or not, and if they're impaired, we should get them off the road.
Geringer says computerized tests could give an objective measure of drivers' mental and physical state, no matter what drugs they've used. For Here and Now, I'm Eli Wirtschafter.